As people gathered for the hearing at a Middlebury school, pipeline opponents held a rally outside. Inside the crowded school gymnasium, those who signed up to speak were asked to note whether they were supporters or opponents of the pipeline. And as the hearing got underway, the board announced it would use the list to hear alternately from each side in the debate. But the system fell apart as person after person criticized the pipeline proposal. Board member John Burke admonished those he said had disingenuously signed up as supporters when they were really opponents.
You got to realize, how are we going to feel about taking seriously the comments you give us if you're not going to play by the rules?
The board was in turn admonished by Will Bennington of Moncton, who said he was offended by the members' attitude toward opponents.
And you're rolling your eyes at me right now. You are not allowed to respond to me during this process. I know the rules better than you.
But the pipeline, not the process, was what concerned most people. Opponents repeatedly raised the environmental concerns surrounding the use of hydrofracking to extract natural gas. They argued that while gas may be cleaner burning than oil, the process of extracting it is a threat to water quality and contributes to climate change.
Ross Conrad, Middlebury, Vermont. We've been digging ourselves a hole in terms of greenhouse gas emissions for a long time now. Unfortunately, Vermont Gas Systems is handing us another shovel.
While natural gas proponents often characterize it as a bridge to a cleaner energy future, opponents cite the environmental problems and say it's more like a gangplank. In fact, several speakers Tuesday night capitalized on that image to appear before the board as characters from the Disney film Peter Pan, which featured the pirate Captain Hook. Others found irony in the fact that Vermont is the first state to ban hydrofracking.
So I'm Catherine Bloom. And I'm here to oppose the pipeline for all of the reasons that you'll be hearing tonight, including the fact that building a new natural gas pipeline across a state which has recently banned fracking strikes me as ethically problematic.
Far fewer pipeline supporters spoke at the hearing, and all made a case for the economic benefits they felt the pipeline would bring to Addison County. A number were representatives of the business community who said natural gas is a more economical and cleaner alternative to oil. In the words of one, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. That sentiment was echoed by former Vermont Public Service Commissioner David O'Brien, a Rutland resident.
Natural gas is becoming the resource that is making it possible to shut down numerous coal units, nuclear units, and to provide supply for renewables. So I would just close by saying that from an economic perspective and from an environmental perspective and energy supply perspective, please to give this serious consideration. Thank you.
Next week, the Public Service Board begins taking testimony on the pipeline application. The board is expected to make a decision on Vermont Gas Systems' application for a certificate of public good by the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.